The Hawaii International Film Festival, HIFF, is well underway. It'll be going on until the 22nd of November, and it's been 35 years that this festival has helped to bring films into the community and develop a very educated audience of filmgoers. An effort has begun now to develop local critics and writers who can further shape and expand the film scene here in Hawaii. Roger Ebert called Kevin Lee one of the brightest film critics working today. Lee's in town now for the Hawaii International Film Festival, HIFF. Somehow we started talking about Yasujirō Ozu's film, Late Spring.
Yeah, that was one of Roger Ebert's favorite movies by his favorite Japanese director. If you look at his movies, they look like no other people's films because of the way he positioned the camera at a very low angle, like sitting on a tatami, which is kind of the idea. It's like, this is how Japanese people sit and look, you know, at other people. So it was very specific to understanding a Japanese experience of life.
Lee says most people think of films in terms of plot and performances, but film's ability to move us relies on subtleties of lighting, location, camera placement and movement, editing, costumes, staging, soundtrack, and so much more.
A very good film critic is someone who will take a movie as a starting point to ask a lot of questions about, okay, what is this movie doing? What's it making me feel? What's it making me care about? And then what can I do to explore those things further? What sort of experiences from my own life can I bring in?
The New York Times calls Kevin Lee the king of video essays. He's posted over 300, mostly on various aspects of filmmaking. In them, film snippets are interlaced and compared with commentary. It's a vivid way to exchange ideas about film.
People's lives and the ways that they engage with media and movies is changing, and we don't know where it's going to go.
That's part of why HIFF's new Ebert Young Writers for the Arts program is so important. The 8 students in the program, from high school to college age, are learning the basics of connoisseurship on multiple platforms. Blogs, fan sites, zines, video, Twitter even. They'll help build an educated audience. You've said Hollywood appears locked on to explosion spectacles based on comic book franchises.
The louder and noisier these movies get, the harder it is for them to sustain our attention because we become kind of desensitized. But a more difficult or challenging film, you know, I think a really good critic can help people understand how it takes you into emotional or mental places that you wouldn't normally be in. And that's where growth takes place, you know.
But is that some place that you get the feeling people actually want to go?
No, not necessarily.
So critics have their work cut out for them.
They definitely have their work cut out for them, you know. And there are a lot of movies out there where you'll spend, you know, 2 hours and it may change your life. It may change how you see things. I mean, it's super ambitious, but it's also something worth striving for. And when you actually experience it, it's like nothing else.
Many feel the evolution of Hawaii's film industry will rely on an educated and demanding local audience. Noe Tanigawa, HBR News.